Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way
to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Is there a heaven? Oh, yeah. It's the place dreams come true.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
You know, Jesus had it right when he was on Earth. The key, I think, to human relationships, and this is me. I pretend to be an analyst. I'm not, but I like to think. I like to pretend. I think we all do a little bit. But I really think that Jesus had it right. The key to a successful relationship with anybody in your life is one word, and it's forgiveness. Because if you can forgive and truly forgive, the relationship can grow and become, I think, in my opinion, even stronger than it was before the act that required the forgiveness. And maybe that's wishful thinking on my part, but I don't think it is. I think there's some truth to that. And maybe I'm onto something, maybe I'm not. But let's find out, because we're going to talk about forgiveness in relationships and why it's so important. And we're going to get into that. We're going to dissect it with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. She is a marriage and family therapist, registered intern, close to receiving her license in marriage and family therapy. She helps many people. She's a Christian. But her business helps those who are people of faith and those who are not people of faith. But you don't have to be a person of faith to believe in forgiveness. And Gidi's on the show with me today. Good morning to you, Gidi.
Good morning.
Let's talk about, we're going to let you kind of steer the conversation.
Okay.
But we all make mistakes in every aspect of our lives.
Yes.
So there it goes without question that we all make mistakes. So the key is, to me, the key is you have to be able to forgive, because otherwise you never move on and have the relationship to grow. Where do we want to start on this topic? Because we're going to go talk about forgiveness and the importance of forgiveness. And maybe you can give us examples of maybe clients that you deal with where the inability to forgive and forget, and we want to define what forgiveness is. What does that encompass? So where should we start?
Well, first thing I want to say is that forgiveness is a choice and not a feeling. Hmm. Oftentimes we withhold forgiveness from the other party or even from ourselves because we're waiting for the right feeling to come along. Hmm. And we feel that we are hypocrites if we forgive. We say we forgive when we don't feel like it. But forgiveness is like love. It's an act of the will. It's an act that says, I will forgive you, and I will release the perceived injury or damage that you've done. And so it's our feelings may pull in the opposite direction for a while, even though our will is going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. But sooner or later, the feelings do catch up.
Well, that's an interesting. Let's reiterate that forgiveness is a choice. It's not a feeling. It's something that doesn't come from the heart, but it comes from the head.
Well, it doesn't have to start in the heart. Let's just put it that way. Ultimately, it will include the heart, but it doesn't have to start there. It's just like loving your spouse. You know, as married people, we may be tempted. We may be, you know, feeling an attraction towards someone, but love says, I choose my spouse. I'm not going to go with these feelings. I'm not going to ride this wild horse. I'm going to go with where my home is, where my children are, where my ultimate love is with my husband or with my wife. And I'm not going to follow this other thing. And when you don't feed the feelings, they die out. It reminds me of a saying, you know, we hear the saying, the grass is greener on the other side. But really, the grass is greener where you water it.
Very good. I like that.
And we water, the watering process is where we put our attention, our focus. And so it's the same with forgiveness. If you don't intentionally choose to forgive, it's not going to happen on its own.
So I do want to get into everything that you have, because now you have we want to enumerate a long list of items. But from your business standpoint at The Growing Place, when you deal with relationships, I guess most of them are probably marital relationships.
Oh, we deal with all kinds of relationships.
I mean, you know, father, son, father, daughter. I mean, all of those kinds of relationships,
kinds.
Work relationships. But I'm guessing that most of them are loving man, female, marital relationships of some nature. Is that primarily?
Well, the thing is, in every relationship, whether it's parent to child or spouse or work or even mm-hmm. our personal relationship with God, mm-hmm. there comes a time that we need to forgive. So it's mm-hmm. kind of like the common thread, as you said at the top of the show, that runs through every kind of imaginable relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, common thread. It is forgiveness because without it, I mean, I don't see how any relationship could possibly exist.
No, and without it, we become bitter and hardened mm-hmm. and angry.
And that includes work relationships, too.
Oh, definitely.
You know, I think we always think in terms of forgiveness, and like I just did myself, where I was thinking in terms of just a marital relationship or relationships with your kids, or you've said something harsh to them and you feel bad or something
yes.
like that, and you
yes.
go, oh gosh, I feel terrible, I said that or acted that way, and we just think in terms of our own, you know, loving relationships. But because I think forgiveness and love are so tied together, whereas a workplace and forgiveness is not tied together because there's not real love involved in the workplace, or at least there shouldn't be.
Well, there's respect and there's uh-huh. injury, and where there's injury, there's the need for pardon.
Okay, where should we go with this?
Well, I also wanted to say that sometimes people don't forgive because they're waiting for the other party to ask for it, or
okay.
they're waiting for the other party to apologize.
Mm.
And that's like living with a hot burning coal that's mm-hmm. just killing you. Because you're waiting for the other person to come to his or her senses. And the thing is, forgiveness is an act that is accomplished between you and God. You can release the other person without their knowledge, without their permission. You mm-hmm. can say to them and to God, Lord, I forgive them because you have forgiven me.
But with our relationship with God, I want to continue this. This is going to go more than just 3 weeks, I think, because this is interesting. but are we required to ask God for forgiveness and recognize our sins before he will give us absolution? And I want to talk about that. And if that's the case, shouldn't we emulate what God does and insist that other people come to us to ask for forgiveness before we provide it? Because isn't that what God does? We'll continue our discussion right after this break.
This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. I'm speaking to Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. We're going to be talking about forgiveness and the importance of it in relationships. And going into the break, I had mentioned that don't we have to confess our sins to God before we get his forgiveness? And I'm wondering, should that be required when we're forgiving people here on earth, that to emulate what God does? So if somebody sins against me, I could try to let it go, but for true forgiveness to happen, doesn't that person have to come to me, admit and confess their sins the way we do with God? Because I don't think God forgives us unless we at least acknowledge our sins and come to him for forgiveness.
The flaw in that logic is assuming that we're God.
Okay.
And so there's a different requirement. Jesus said in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, mm-hmm. not as those who trespass against us come to us and ask for forgiveness.
Okay.
And right after in Matthew's account, he gives that the Lord's Prayer. He said, if you forgive the trespasses of others, then your Father will forgive you. But if you don't forgive, then your Father will not forgive you your trespasses. And that's, I believe, is in Matthew 6.
See, I've made it as a comparison. Forgive us our sins just like as is, in the same manner, in the same fashion that we forgive others, which is really more challenging on us than it is on God. I mean, what we're saying is, We're putting the onus on ourselves, which we're saying we are going to. If Gidi says something to me and hurts my feelings and says something terrible, and she asks for forgiveness, and I go yes immediately, that's how I want God to forgive my sins, exactly
right.
The same way.
That's
but if
right.
I hold a grudge and say no, you're going to have to do this, you're going to have to do that, I'm going to keep bringing it up over and over again. What we're saying in the Lord's Prayer is, treat me the same way I treated
Gidi.
Exactly
right.
And that is a real danger. The Lord's Prayer is much more much more challenging to those who's praying it.
Yes.
Then we get the only thing we really ask for that God provides is it's give us our daily bread. The
yes.
rest of it is challenging us.
It's window dressing.
It really is.
Yeah, it's so true. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, if when we pretend to forgive, mm-hmm. that's not true forgiveness.
And that's how God's going to forgive us.
Yes. If it's a pretense, and I'll make a confession here on the air for all the listeners, I cannot forgive anybody, not even myself, without God's grace. Mm-hmm. I cannot do it. When I try to do it in my own strength, all that has to happen is one little trigger and somebody's set me off again, mm-hmm. and out comes my long laundry list, and you did this and you did that, mm-hmm. and blah, 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 blah. And the thing is, when God works through me and he does the forgiveness, I don't even remember that list.
Boy, you just took the words right out of my mouth. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
because if you truly forgive, you really do forget.
You don't care about that stuff. What you want to focus on is you want to be close to that person again. And whatever the offense was, it's separating you. And that becomes the enemy, not the other person.
Uh-huh.
The action of the other person becomes the thing you want to sweep out of the way. And so forgiveness just sweeps it out of the way and allows for relationship to continue in a healthy manner.
And in some ways, a stronger fashion, too, I think.
Much stronger. And the thing is, when we withhold forgiveness, and I'm guilty of this, the day comes when I need it, and then I'm doubly convicted because when I'm asking God for forgiveness, he reminds me of my list.
Uh-huh.
And, well, what about this, and what about that, and da-da-da-da. And I realized, whoa.
And there is a day of reckoning, too, almost with everybody. With all of us as human beings, there's a day in which we go, no matter how perfect we think we are, where we're going to go, oh, boy, I really need some absolution and forgiveness here. And you just hope that you're going to be able to go to God, and he's not going to say, well, I remember how you treated this person when this person did this, 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 and this. I guess I'm going to treat you. I wonder if – I hope that's not saying God is spiteful, but
–
Or is that just being God is being
that's
just?
That's God's justice. You know, Jesus said in the same Sermon on the Mount, as you measure it out to others, it will be measured back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
Mm-hmm.
So if I think I could receive all the mercy God has for me, but I'm going to deny mercy to other people – I'm just deluding myself. This is not the kingdom of God.
It's a Paul McCartney lyric. The love you take is equal to the love you make. The last lyric in Abbey Road. Anyway, continue.
Well, I also wanted to add that sometimes we think that in forgiving other people, we have to deny the pain and injury that they caused us. That's not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness fully acknowledges this is what it cost me. This is how deeply I've been wounded. However, I say, by God's grace, by God, the Holy Ghost doing the work, I choose to forgive you, and then I just trust that God's going to come through for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's me trying to do it, it won't last. The minute it's tested, the whole thing will fall apart.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the other person needs to see this has been a deep injury. They need to see the tears. You know, anger is oftentimes a secondary cover-up emotion.
Uh-huh.
And when we get down to the forgiveness level, the anger is stripped away, and there we are in our woundedness,
mm-hmm.
in our vulnerability, in our hurt. I opened my heart to you.
Mm-hmm.
I opened my life to you. And this is what you did, and I'm struggling now about whether I want to open up to you again or not.
Yeah, the anger sometimes is just a camouflage for hurt in a lot of ways. We'll continue our chat right after this break.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Ask yourself, what kind of example are you setting for others?
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're talking about forgiveness, the first of a many-part series with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. If you're looking for some help in your relationships, if some forgiveness is needed, in maybe a marital relationship or any type of relationship, we encourage you to give Dee Dee a call. She's just wonderful at this stuff. Her number is 588-0448. Dee Dee Hansen, the marriage, a family therapist, registered intern, 588-0448 at The Growing Place. Dee, let's continue our discussion here. We're just going to wrap up today about forgiveness. And it's just been interesting discussing it because I went into the break talking about how so many times the anger comes because you don't get forgiveness, and that anger is actually less to do with being angry as it does to being hurt. And
exactly.
I think sometimes people get that mixed up.
Exactly right. And, you know, you asked for an example. I'll give you an example from my own life. I was, I'd newly come to the Lord. I had turned 30. I was in my early 30s. And I knelt down to pray one night next to my bed, and God just replayed the audio tape of when I was 15 telling an individual, I will never forgive you. Mm-hmm. And it was like a flashback that was so real that it felt like it was happening in real time. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, Lord, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry I said those words. I'm so sorry I injured that person. Now, mind you, this was many years before. This was over 15 years before and 3,000 miles away. I was in high school. I was living on the East Coast. And this person was there. Here I am 15 or more years later. I'm living on the West Coast. But I made a vow to God. I said, God, I'm totally out of contact with that person, but if you will bring that person who so injured and offended me back into my life, I will forgive that person and I will tell that person about you.
And that happened? Has it happened
2
yet?
2 weeks later, I didn't think it would happen, but 2 weeks later, I get a letter from my brother. This is back before email days. And he says, you won't believe who I ran into in the streets of Los Angeles.
And it was
that person.
And my guess is it did more for you than it did for that person. That person may not have even remembered it. It did more for you, didn't it?
Oh, he remembered because he was very abusive.
Uh-huh.
He remembered. And my brother said, you better write a letter that I hand deliver to him because he's married. He's got kids. He doesn't need this thing coming up from the past and his wife saying, what did you do to her?
Uh-huh.
So I wrote a letter. I said, you know, please forgive me was the tone of my letter.
Uh-huh.
Please forgive me for withholding forgiveness from you. Mm-hmm. Since those days, I found the Lord and he has forgiven me and he has commanded me to forgive others.
You know, I have a similar story much like that. And I think there's probably a lot of stories like that of things that we did in our youth.
Yes.
And regrets that we did in our youth and the people that we hurt in our youth. And it always comes back to you, and it takes time sometimes. Sometimes something clicks in where you go, gosh, maybe this pain is coming to me for a reason. It's because I have to do something. I know we've really deviated from our script and where we want to go on this.
I think we're right on target.
But I really think what I really wanted to make sure we do in this first segment is just kind of get some of these questions out and where we want to go when we're talking, because we only have a few more minutes left in this show. But over the next couple of weeks, what kind of areas are we going to discuss? Do we want to learn about forgiveness and how it really is the centerpiece of all, particularly marital relationships, in my opinion.
Exactly. Well, for one thing, I think we should start the next show off with the difference between forgiveness and reconciliation. Because people often lump the two together as if they are synonyms, as if they're the same.
Okay.
And they're not.
So you could forgive but not reconciliate.
Exactly. Like with this gentleman that I talked about, I felt physically ill at the thought of even seeing him. I mean, I had a strong reaction. I was not safe with this individual.
I see.
So I wanted to keep it at a distance. I wanted to release the forgiveness, but in no way was God calling me to resume relationship with this person.
How did he react?
Well, my brother watched him read my letter, and he wept.
Mm-hmm.
He wept.
Yeah.
And he said, I am so sorry for what I did to her.
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
Yeah.
And that helped, but it still doesn't mean I wanted to have any kind of relationship with him.
Right. Right. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. So sometimes people think, well, if I forgive, then I have to enter back into relationship with this dangerous person.
Mm-hmm.
And God does not require that.
Right.
There's a huge difference. But if I'm carrying all that bitterness and unforgiveness around with me, it's only going to eat me up.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to reach that other person.
How many years did it stay with you? until you
finally... Well, it was over 15 years.
Right.
And even then, years later, I had an opportunity to see him. And when the invitation came, I felt like I was going to vomit. I mean, it was such a strong reaction. And I knew from that I could not face this person. Mm-hmm. Not because I was scared of him, but because I was so repulsed.
But would you be repulsed now if you saw him?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
If I ran into him on... accidentally, you know, mm-hmm. you know how God engineers things.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he probably wouldn't recognize me with my white hair, but I don't think I could ever not recognize him.
Uh-huh.
But I think that in that moment, I would just pray for grace.
Uh-huh.
That's how I would handle it. I would not think that I myself had the resources.
Right, right. Okay, what else do we want to continue for the rest of this series on forgiveness?
Well, I just wanted to reiterate for today that forgiveness does not say that wrongdoing has not been committed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people hold on to unforgiveness because they feel that there's something unjust about releasing somebody who deserves punishment.
Mm-hmm.
And so they hold on to their unforgiveness in the name of justice. And what we don't realize when we do that is we're doing ourselves and our Lord Jesus an injustice.
There sometimes it seems to be, if somebody is withholding forgiveness, it's because perhaps that person likes being in a position of power over that person.
Jerry.
I am not going to release, I am not going to absolve you of your sin, of how you damaged me, until I am good and ready.
Yeah, that's self-righteousness and pride, and woe to that person, because they are just going to become more and more bitter and more distant from God.
How does that? I'm curious how it is you get that person to release the forgiveness, to realize that that person might be doing something, because the person who withholds forgiveness to me perhaps might have more issues than the person who's seeking the forgiveness. And that's something that I hope we could talk about.
That's a good way to start the top of the next show.
I'm looking forward to that. This is going to be a good one, because this one hits home for a lot of people. Gidi Hansen, thank you for being on the show.
My pleasure.
Really looking forward to talking about this. Gidi Hansen is at the Growing Place. If you want to talk to her, she's a wonderful person. If you have issues in your family that you want some help with, or maybe some addictive issues, you should give her a call at the Growing Place. Her number is 588-0448. 588-0448. So long, everybody. Have a good day. Try to stay dry out there.